15 years ago, veterans of the consulting industry, the public and private sectors, decided to establish Heifetz Hallie Consulting Group with one simple goal in mind: to change the way corporate leaders manage change. The people at Heifetz Hallie Consulting Group, or HHCG, say that a more proactive approach to change is a key to success. Once corporate leaders understand the dynamic forces and distinct stages of change, they can better harness its power and manage the outcomes. In so doing, they will be more effective in dealing with downsizing, industry upheaval, competition, deregulation, and other challenges we must face. HHCG's Managing Director Stan Hallie joins us. Now, I think that change is frightening to a lot of people because of far too familiar consequences, job loss, and financial upheaval. Yet you say that many of the forces of change can be controlled and that change itself can be far more effectively managed. But how can you manage something so volatile?
There are several keys. Understanding first that there are specific driving forces, such as the power of a compelling vision, the power of a dynamic action plan, and the power of motivation, and specific restraining forces, all the reasons why not to change. The second thing is to understand that there are 7 distinct stages, and we've identified these 7 as the ones that are absolutely necessary to go through in any kind of change. The third is understanding the unique challenges that you face. Putting all those together, you can develop a roadmap that gives you specific strategies for dealing with each of these forces, both positive and negative. By mastering them, it could make a fundamental difference in how your organization responds.
You stress the need to better understand the dynamics of change. One factor you focus on is discomfort. What do you mean by discomfort, and why is it so essential?
Think of discomfort as the primary motivating force for change. It can be positive or negative. Positive discomfort is a golden opportunity that's just outside your reach that you can't get unless you do something different. Negative discomfort is something we're all familiar with. It's pain, dissatisfaction with the status quo. Without this, there's no compelling reason to change. The change has to be worthwhile. It's essential to overcome the resistance to change, the why not. And it's got to be focused at 2 levels: macro, benefits to the organization, to customers, and to community, and at the micro level, what's in it for you, what's in it for me. Great example, Apollo 13. If you remember, their rallying cry was failure is not an option. Because of that, they were able to galvanize the team and overcome all obstacles.
Stan, change seems to be accelerating in just about every sector of our economy. What is HHCG's advice to organizations that want to stay ahead of this tidal wave of change?
People are resilient. They're resourceful, especially when things are most difficult. It's during those times that great things can happen. Think about recent world events. People put aside their differences, become true team players. Latent leadership emerges. Ordinary people become heroes. The same thing applies to your organization. The challenges that you face are all you need. First, focus on what's really important. That is the values that leaders model and live by. Second, pursue truly worthwhile goals, things that folks can rally behind and aspire to. Then harness those creative talents of your people by winning their hearts and minds and giving them the power, the wherewithal, and recognition to succeed. And finally, and most important, get out of the way.
Stan Hallie is Managing Director of Heifetz Hallie Consulting Group. We reached him in his office in Newburgh, Oregon.